Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by.
So rare as June in the air, summer is coming in. Old man going out fishing, putting worms in a tin. Look at him go, so easy and slow. Summer is coming in. What's all the hurly-burly? There's a noise that's mighty queer. Could it be school's out early? Could it be laughter I hear? Feel a strange kind of stirring. Something's bound to begin. The world is dressed in her Sunday best. Summer is coming in. What is so rare as June in the air? Summer is coming in. Him go so easy and slow. Summer is coming in. What's all the hurly-burly? There's a noise that's mighty queer. Could it be school's out early? Could it be laughter I hear? Feel a strange kind of stirring. Something's bound to begin. The world is dressed in her Sunday best. Summer is a coming.
Like to go fishing.
And that was Nat King Cole with the orchestra of Pete Rugolo with Summer is a Coming In, written by Alec Wilder and Marshall Barra. And that was recorded in 1952. Well, that starts off this morning's show, and we are celebrating summer in song today. I know summer doesn't start till next weekend, but I thought we'd give it a little nudge along. Anyway, we have lots of songs from days gone by, all about this time of year. And we're going to carry on with some more songs about the season. And, you know, probably the most famous song about summer was written by George Gershwin, his brother Ira, and DuBose Hayward. Featured in the stage opera Porgy and Bess, it is, of course, Summertime. It's going to be brought to us in a recording from 1955 by the wonderful trumpeter Chet Baker. He's joined by Gerard Gustin on piano, Jimmy Bond on bass, and Niels Bertil Dylander on drums. And that will be Chet Baker with Summertime. And then we'll go back to 1946 to another very famous performer, and that is Frank Sinatra. Oh, what a lovely voice he had, and what a wonderful way he had with the lyrics, and we will hear that this morning, of course. These are from his days recording for the Columbia label, and the song is written by Sammy Kahn and Julie Stein, a very wonderful songwriting team, and Frank performed their songs very frequently. This is a song called The Things We Did Last Summer, and I think you'll agree that Frank does a particularly fine job with this one. Then back another year to 1945, to a song written by Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer called June Comes Around Every Year. We're going to hear it brought to us this morning by a wonderful orchestra led by a very fine clarinetist and wielder of the alto sax, and that's Woody Herman. He'll join us with his orchestra, and he'll also join us in voice. He's going to bring us the lyrics on this one, June Comes Around Every Year. And right now, we're going to listen to Chet Baker and Friends and the beautiful tune, Summertime. Thank you.
the boat rides we would take, the moonlight on the lake, the way we danced and hummed our favorite song, the things we did last summer, I'll remember all winter long. The Midway and the fun, the Cupid dolls we won, the bell I rang to prove that I was strong, the things we did last summer, I'll remember all winter long. The early morning high, the rented tandem bike, the lunches that we used to pass. We never could explain that sudden summer rain, the looks we got when we got back. The leaves began to fade like promises we made. How could a love that seemed so right go wrong? The things we did last summer, I'll remember all winter long. I've tried so to forget, at times I do, and yet the memory of you lingers like our song. The things we did last summer, I'll remember.
So wear a great big smile, 'cause after after all, she'll never fall for last year's style. And June comes around every
heard three songs about summer and the month of June. Chet Baker brought us a lovely version of the Gershwin tune Summertime from 1955. And then we had Frank Sinatra bringing us the song written by Sammy Khan and Julie Stein, The Things We Did Last Summer. And we've just heard from Woody Herman with June Comes Around Each Year. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. Coming to you from the University of Ottawa, I'm Stephanie Robinson, and this morning we're looking ahead to the start of summer. Actually, we've been in it for a little while, but this is the official start this week. So we're listening to songs about the season, and I hope you continue to enjoy the summer songs that we're listening to this morning. Well, our next song is from one of the very fine singers around in the 20th century, and that is Vic Damone. This one was recorded in 1959 with Glenn Osser and his orchestra. And Vic is, well into his solo career at this point. And he was, of course, of Italian descent. This is an album of his called Italian Songs with Vic Damone. And I thought it would be nice to hear a track from this particular album. And we're going to hear O Solo Mio, which I believe translated means My Sunshine. And it was written by Eduardo Di Capua, Alfredo Macciuzzi, and Giovanni Capuro. And then we will hear from a group from 1959, another one in 1959. This is a group led by trumpeter Dick Carey. I believe he also played the piano as well. And I believe he arranged this particular version of the song. His group is called his Dixieland Doodlers. I always like that name, but I don't know why. The song is In the Good Old Summertime. It was written by George Evans and Ren Shields. And we do have a major cast here. It's not exactly a small group. It's not a full band, but we have three trumpeters in the lineup: Jimmy McPartland on cornet, actually, Charlie Shavers and Dick Carey on trumpet, Cutty Cutchall on trombone, Peanuts Hucko on clarinet, Coleman Hawkins and Bud Freeman on tenor sax, Gene Schroeder on piano, Eddie Condon on guitar, and Milt Hinton on bass. So we'll hear In the Good Old Summertime from Dick Carey and his Dixieland Doodlers. And we'll start with Vic Damone, O Solo Mio.
Oh, il fronte a te.
And then to the song written by Irving Berlin, Blue Skies. Well, it's been recorded by just about everybody. And we'll hear the number recorded in 1962 with the Billy May Orchestra by Bobby Darin.
Never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by. When you're in love, my, how they fly. Oh, blue skies smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing a song. Nothing but blue birds all day long. I never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things going so right. Noticing the days are hurrying by. When you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies from now on. Never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things going so right. Noticing the days are hurrying by. When you're in love, my, how they fly.
CHUO has been on the FM airwaves since May 31st, 1991, all thanks to support from listeners like you. Head to chuo.fm/support to learn how we can keep great radio alive for years to come.
The music that comes from the Caribbean is unlike anything else in the world. The rhythms found in musical styles like soca, calypso, and reggae have this incredible power to move people. Every Saturday afternoon at 2, Caribbean flavor fills your need for those rhythms here on CHUO 89.1 FM. Great music, lots of laughs, and interviews with important members of the capital's Caribbean community. Tune into Caribbean Flavor every Saturday at 2 or anytime on demand at CHUO.FM. The music that comes from the Caribbean is unlike anything else in the world. The rhythms found in musical styles like soca, calypso, and reggae have this incredible power to move people. Every Saturday afternoon at 2, Caribbean flavor fills your need for those rhythms here on CHUO 89.1 FM. Great music, lots of laughs, and interviews with important members of the capital's Caribbean community. Tune into Caribbean Flavor every Saturday at 2 or anytime on demand at CHUO.FM.
And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa, CHUO 89.1 FM. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and this morning we are celebrating the start of summer with songs on the theme of sun, sunshine, and summer itself. Well, coming up, we've got a couple of songs about summer, and then we'll go back to the sun. And our next song, it's from a suite called Summer Days, and this is the piece called On the Edge of the Lake. It was written by the British composer and conductor and arranger Eric Coates, a little along the lines of Robert Farnon. He and Robert Farnon did light classical and orchestral pieces also. Of course, a lot of movie music. Eric Coates composed this, conducted it, and arranged it. sometime in the 1930s. I'm sorry, I don't know quite when. But the song is called On the Edge of the Lake. Then we'll go to 1946, to a group led by a wonderful trumpeter, Buck Clayton. And the group is called Buck Clayton's Big Eight, with Buck on trumpet, Trummy Young on trombone, and Dickie Wells also, I believe, on trombone, either or, I'm not sure, I'm sorry. George Johnson on alto sax, Billy Taylor on piano, Brick Fliegel on guitar, Al McGibbon bass, and Jimmy Crawford on drums. The song they'll be bringing us is written by Dick Vance, and it's called Sentimental Summer. And we'll start with Eric Coates' Summer Day Suite on the Edge of the Lake.
Thank you.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're listening to songs about summer and sunshine this morning because summer is officially starting around this time of year. I always try to do at least one show about the summer season. I got some nice songs. And we just heard from Buck Clayton and his Big Eight, Sentimental Summer from 1946. And we started out the set with Eric Coates conducting and arranging his own composition called Summer Day Suite on the Edge of the Lake. And that was from the 1930s. Well, we're going to move on now to 1941 to a lovely lady called Helen Forrest. I think you'll have heard of her if you listen to the show at all. And she's singing with the Benny Goodman Orchestra at this stage. And Benny is also working with arranger Eddie Sota in producing some of the recordings he made with Helen Forrest. And so a beautiful result. They're going to bring us a Harold Arlen, Ted Kohler piece called When the Sun Comes Out. Then to 1957 with a group called the Rampart Street Paraders. And this is a group of musicians from, I guess this is the Columbia label, yes. And these are musicians that came from the Bob Crosby Orchestra and also from the group the Bobcats. So very, very fine musicians. And they're going to bring us a number written by Jimmy Davis and Charles Mitchell that I know you've heard before. It's called You Are My Sunshine. And that's the Rampart Street Paraders. And by the way, I think that the name comes from the signature tune for the Bob Crosby Orchestra, which was South Rampart Street Parade. Though I'm not sure about that, but it seems a little coincidental. And we'll hear now from Helen Forrest with Benny Goodman, When the Sun Comes Out. A few years to 1964 to the wonderful orchestra of Robert Farnon. He conducts the orchestra on this piece, which is called Sunny Side Up. It was written by Buddy De Silva, Lou Brown, and Ray Henderson. And it comes from one of the several songbooks that Robert Farnon recorded back in the late 50s, early 60s. And of course, Robert Farnon also arranged this piece. Robert Farnon and his orchestra brought us Sunny Side Up from 1964. We're going to go now to one about the sun, and it's about sundown. Again, 1944. This is a recording for the Commodore label of the Walter Donaldson tune, as I mentioned, At Sundown, brought to us by Bobby Hackett and his orchestra. He'll be, of course, playing the trumpet, Pee Wee Russell on clarinet, a trombone from Lou McGarrity, Ernie Casiris on baritone sax, Eddie Condon on guitar, Jess Stacy on piano, Bob Casey on bass, and George Wetling on drums. And we'll hear now from Bobby Hackett and his orchestra At Sundown. Thank you. Bobby Hackett and Friends, and a tune written by Walter Donaldson from 1944 called At Sundown. Well, we're almost at the end of this summer edition of I've Heard That Song Before. I hope you enjoyed our selection of tunes for the season this morning. Do please stay with us. Randy's going to be joining us in just a couple of moments, and he's going to bring us some lovely jazz to get you started on this afternoon. And I hope you'll join me, Stephanie Robinson, again next week for more music from the days gone by. And we're going to have one more song this morning, which features the orchestra led by Ray Noble and his new singer at the time, Al Boley. He went on to become very popular in the 1930s, mostly in Britain, though he did put a stint in the U.S. when Ray Noble moved over there in 1934. They're going to bring us a rather cute number called Down Sunnyside Lane, written by Jimmy Campbell and Reginald Connolly.
Care in the world. Someday if luck is kind. mind. I'll leave my kids behind to be with you again. And we'll wander in the moonlight down Sunnyside Lane.